This podcast is brought to you by the resignation of Harrison Cothran from the presidential campaign in 2020. He's very sorry. He has told us exclusively, he has given us his insider information, that he cannot afford to give every U.S. citizen their own gerbil. And most of his promises were all lies. But he's very sorry about that. And so he's resignated. He's resigned. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
You pressed all the wrong ones.
Hey, what's up, fellas, and welcome back to the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast.
Hello, it's me.
We're coming at you fast.
We're coming at you fast like lightning. And here's the thing. My name's Jake Smith, and here's the other thing. That guy's name is James, and here's the other thing. That guy's name is Hiram.
They don't know who you're talking about when you say that guy.
It helps me keep focused on what's going on.
You don't talk when you have another thing you're doing.
No, I don't.
And then we have over here on the other side, we got Logan Smith.
I'm back, baby.
And he's back for another week.
Another one.
And he's
another
excited.
One more. Another five.
And he brought his own microphone this week.
I did, yes.
Wow.
So I
won't
have to. He's holding it.
I'm holding it.
He's holding it like Prince.
Like as Prince would.
Or Prince maybe, held his microphones.
Or maybe Kurt Cobain.
You know, Prince holds. Yeah, this is very unique of a singer he is to hold his microphone. I don't think a lot of other singers do that.
Because a lot of big name singers, they have like a guy for that, right?
Yeah, or a stand.
Or a guy named Stan.
Stan Jenkins.
Or a guy named Stan. All right.
What guys?
Stan Davidson. Stan D.
I got to be honest. I missed you guys.
Hey.
Me too.
I woke up in a hot sweat the other night and I said, man, I wish I was on the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast. And then I quietly cried to myself.
and then you remembered all the great sounds.
And I was like, is that all I have to look forward to? And then I went back to sleep.
I just remember like sleeping the entire night peacefully. You know, like a baby.
No, but you woke up at one point and you went, I'm glad I'm not on the Kung Fu Kids podcast.
Hiram intentionally makes plans for when we're recording and then acts like it was a mistake.
Yeah.
He goes, oh man, I didn't know. I went left town.
I left town, actually.
I'm out of town on
today?
The time when we record every week.
Oh, hey, is that today? I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah, you did used to do that when you were in Maryland. We would be like, where are you? And be like, I went to D.C. today. I walked there.
Yeah, when we were doing it over Skype, we're like, Hiram, you went on the time that we've been recording for 80 episodes.
Every week. The same day of the week, every week.
It's been 80 weeks. Actually, yeah. Closer to 90 now.
I thought you meant tomorrow. Never.
It's been almost 2 years.
It's 2 years of me always thinking it's the next day.
Yeah. Hiram's like, Wednesday, right? Well, it's because
he's
going to
throw us
a
curveball and be like, Thursday. I thought it was always
I'm going to throw you guys a hot one. Like, I'm going to be like, oh, it's the day before.
Didn't
we already record it yesterday?
Yeah.
We'll be like, no.
I thought we already did that.
Yeah. Well, the last week was a blur.
Yeah, everything's a blur to Hiram. Guys,
He's so committed to our upload schedule, and we upload on Wednesdays, and that's so he's like, so that's when the magic happens.
But the thing is, if I was like mentally punctual, you know, that would like, you know, that would like piss off our demographic of audiences that are always
talking punctuality.
Yeah. Punctuality. Yeah, exactly. Enough of that.
Enough of that.
I have to appeal to our tardy people demographic.
Yeah, most of our fans are tardy. Most of our fans are late to most things.
That's what our iTunes things tells us, our iTunes statistics.
Hey, like Jake Helton, Ian Coltis, Harrison Cothran, if you guys are tardy for most things, you know, let us know.
Jake Helton is very is very punctual.
Okay, Jake Helton's very punctual.
Well, we're widening our audience a little bit lately.
Well, Jake, I'm going to need you to stop listening.
First is to get punctual people. Then eventually we'll get some female listeners.
There are no women that listen to this podcast.
And then we'll work our way up to getting tardy women.
Tardy
listeners.
Women. Yeah, it's hard. You start with the punctual women, and then you're working to the tardy women demographic.
Exactly.
That's like five years in.
If you're a woman and you listen to this podcast, send an email.
And thank you.
So that I know it's true.
And be proud to be what you are.
Yeah. Just send an email that says, I'm a woman.
But don't do it on time.
Yeah, but don't send it to us on time. We'll tell you to send it before when we record, which is usually a Monday or a Tuesday, but you should wait till Thursday.
Well, and, no, now they're going to want to wait till Friday.
I'm winking.
Dang it, I shouldn't have said
guys, that. What are we supposed to be talking about?
Guys,
we have news.
There's a lot of news, guys.
Oh,
let me kick it in with the news theme, and then I'll run into some news.
Lay it on me. Thick.
Look at me. I'm the king of New York. Suddenly.
Guys, a trailer was released this last week.
Oh, we're talking about that first
off? Well, it was on the tip of my brain.
I love your brain.
Atop the iceberg of my brain.
Ooh.
And it's waving at me and it's saying, talk about the Star Wars 7 and 9. Talk about the Star Wars 9.
79.
No, 79. James, start that over. Please start that preface.
Talk about the Star Wars Episode 9 trailer. Rise of Skywalker. He's back.
Man.
Will this movie be a Weekend at Bernie's style film
where they put sunglasses on
Mark Hamill?
and then they hang out on his.
Because here's what happens. Here's going to be the plot. They show up to his island, and those little like gremlin dudes are like, get out. You're not like Luke's here. No one's allowed to be here anymore. I don't know.
Porgs.
No, not the porgs. No, I'm talking about the little dinosaur looking dudes.
Oh, the Mogwai.
The Mogwai.
And so
don't feed
like
after
Polynesian.
And so I
it's from Gremlins.
Also give you blue.
Oh right.
So they're gonna put the sunglasses on Luke so they can hang out on his cool island.
Well, here's the thing though. He became a ghost, so there's no body to dress.
No,
up
they
in.
Get his cloak.
They'll
and they put googly
it.
Eyes on it.
Yeah. They'll retcon it.
They put googly eyes on his cloak.
Yeah, his cloak like went in the air. They could get his cloak.
No, a bunch of porgs fill his clothes.
Oh my god, and Rey has to be like, right? And the Borgs don't know, they can't speak English.
Yeah.
So she's like having
to get her to speak for him, and she's like, got her hand up to her mouth, and she's like, it's me,
Luke. Dude, oh my god.
And Rey, so here's the thing about that trailer. It looked okay.
I'm not excited.
I'm excited for it. I'm not like...
The music really hit for
me. I'm not as excited as when I saw the Episode 8 trailers, I was like, good God. But
well,
I think that's because
that's
Episode 7
saying.
Was so good.
Episode 8 had amazing trailers. Not even like
I feel
after,
like,
after seeing the movie, the trailers are still good.
Yeah.
I feel like Episode 8 had the best trailers out of the three of them.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. Yeah. But I will say from the first...
This trailer.
From the first shot
you
of this trailer, though...
sand, you know?
Yeah.
You need more sand.
See, that's like me, but with dirt.
Well, the thing is, I'm like,
dirt.
Are they?
I like the more refined form of dirt, sand.
Yeah. So you hate
Star
the prequels?
Wars hated sand.
No.
Anakin.
Well, here's the thing:
Star Wars had like a thing against sand.
Johnny Star Wars.
Like, Anakin, tell the people what they want to hear.
He's always writing his own political views into the movies, like the fact
sand.
That he hates sand.
He hates sand.
Yeah.
And those,
now, I'm gonna tell James what worries me though. I'm very concerned about something.
What?
Rey is not dirty. Nobody's dirty.
No one.
Nobody
yeah,
has a dirty
true.
Face.
But when you become a Jedi, you are like contractually obligated to take baths frequently.
Well, no,
it's in the ancient
bathes
tech.
You 24/7.
Yeah, the Force is always bathing you.
I will say this though: I think from the first shot of this trailer, you can tell that it's like J.J. Abrams again.
Yeah,
it does.
Because
like, the way that he moves the camera is so different. Like Rian Johnson, I feel like they both have really good cinematography, but in two different directions. I feel like J.J. or Rian Johnson has like. Good cinematography and more of like an art house sense where it's like the colors are all super nice and the shot is like super well composed.
Which is what I would prefer.
JJ has more of a like Spielberg type good cinematography where it's all in how the camera moves is why the cinematography is so good.
Uh-huh.
And lens flare.
I
didn't see a single lens flare on that trailer.
No, I didn't. It's because she was in the desert. There weren't any lights towards
remember
you.
The Force
just
Awakens
wait, when the lights
trailer?
Come?
Remember
well,
the Force Awakens
ass.
Trailer
Dude,
when
so
Kylo
much.
Ren's standing and he's seeing the laser go across? And there's this giant lens flare.
Yeah.
Where's that?
I love that.
Yeah.
So
that's him being like, fuck you guys. I don't care. I love it.
I have a question.
It's a cool effect.
Yeah, it is.
It's what happens.
I like lens flares.
Hiram, what's your question?
Bring him back.
So what do you guys think of the name of the movie? Because I think it's a dumb
it's
name.
A
I'm not
name.
Sure. About,
I think it's
sure
dumb.
Hey,
all
and Palpatine's
three
back.
Of these yeah. ones don't have epic names to them. Like, even the prequels that aren't that good have really good names. Like, The Phantom Menace is a dope name for a movie. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And Attack of the Clones is fine. Revenge of the Sith is an
is
awesome
cool.
name.
I'd venture to say they all have names that don't make sense for the type of for where they take place in the trilogy. Like, Rise of Skywalker, at the very least, sounds like a beginning of a trilogy.
Yeah, not an end.
Like, it doesn't sound like an end. The Last Jedi sounds like an end.
Yeah, it's
it does
weird.
Not sound
yeah.
like a middle movie.
The Force
movie.
Awakens does sound like it's back.
And I like know? The Force Awakens as a title.
It, it's fine.
When I but I will admit when I first heard it, I was like, I don't like that.
It sounds like, it sounded like a video game title, like a
yeah.
spinoff.
It does. The Force it really Unleashed. Does.
But then after the movie came out, it was like, oh, that's just the name now. And then The Last Jedi, same way. Now it's just the name of that shitty movie. And now Rise of Skywalker is like, ugh. But maybe when the movie comes out and turns out to be good, we'll be talking about it.
We'll be like, Rise of Skywalker is the best one.
It just doesn't flow no. off your tongue when you say it, Rise of Skywalker.
It sounds wrong.
I want to watch Star Wars right. Rise of Skywalker today. Man, I am in the mood for that J.J. Abrams flick, Rise of Skywalker Star Wars.
But also, who knows what it actually like means till you see the movie, you know?
Because yeah, Rise of Skywalker yeah. is like Rey of Skywalker.
What it's like, yeah. it's like who knows? The Jedi, like in the last Jedi trailer, like Luke Skywalker was like, the Jedi needs to end. And then like this trailer is like, nothing's ever really gone. And
yeah, I'm the like, Jedi are really here.
Including J.J. Abrams. He's back.
Yeah, J.J.
It's like J.J. Abrams. It looks like J.J. Abrams pretty much said to Rian Johnson, like, fuck you. I'm like bringing them back.
Yeah,
you
he know? Should bring her parents up again and be like, no, Kylo was lying. They should just be battling in
Dude,
every movie.
He
was, like, no,
then,
he wasn't lying.
And then they bring him back for the next one. They bring Rian back
Johnson,
Rian Johnson
and he's
again.
Like, he was just kidding.
And they
dad,
never make
your
progress.
Your dad was Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then the next movie, he was lying. It was just a farmer.
Dude, I really don't want to talk about The Last Jedi anymore. Because the more we talk about it, the more pissed off I get about that movie.
And
honestly.
It's just a trailer. And we
yeah.
should.
And I just like, I remember back when Force Awakens came out, the like excitement of all the like after we saw it of like where the story could go, and they took it in such a like lame sort of in such a non-epic direction. But like I remember thinking about like, oh, what if she is related to Obi-Wan? And then basically, if you have like Kylo Ren. What I wanted to happen was she's related to Obi-Wan, and then she and Kylo Ren do like a switch where you watch her
That's
fall to
I
the
want.
Dark side, and he redeems himself, and then the thing concludes in a like clash between them, but it's like mirrors Revenge of the Sith, where it's like instead of Obi-Wan being the good guy, the Obi-Wan descendant is the bad guy, and the Anakin descendant's the good guy, and they're fighting, and you could bring back that same like music theme from that. I was like, that would have been amazing.
That would have been cool if Rian Johnson knew how to write a sequel.
Rian Johnson just knows how to do his own thing.
He like started really cool points, and then the end he was like, ah, never mind.
Well, the worst thing about that movie is that when it ends, you're like, well, what... In a bad way, you're like, where do they go from here?
Exactly. Because it's just like, imagine in Civil War where like Captain America and Iron Man were like, we're friends now. Like the entire movie meant nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have meant nothing. Still, and like well, like hey, The Last Jedi meant nothing.
This isn't the Kung Fu Kings of Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, but a little bit. Did you guys get emotional when Leia was there and when she cried? I was like, oh.
No.
I got emotional
when Palpatine laughed.
Because he's back.
Not emotional in a bad
I saw,
way.
No, I was saw, like, yes, thank God the Senate is back.
I saw
Senate
the
returns.
He can throw more Senate.
I saw the panel after Do the, it. I saw the panel and like after they played the trailer, in the panel, like the guy who played Palpatine was like, play it again.
And yeah. He was there. That was because no one knew he was at Star Wars Celebration, and the trailer ended.
Oh, yeah, Harrison got and a picture with him on his Instagram.
Is he at Star Wars Celebration?
I think he must have went there. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him like shortly after.
Harrison, tell us about it.
That's what he's in it.
That's so stupid.
That's what he said.
Palpatine got chucked off.
No,
the top.
Dude, I don't think he's gonna be alive. I think it's gonna be like he's like the Sith version of a Force ghost. Like,
well, he's gonna be red. And
that's the sound he's gonna make. He's gonna go.
Well, I think what instead of him laughing, it should have just been him saying, "Do it."
What if he was?
I am the Senate.
What if he came out?
Oh my God, I would have peed myself.
What if he came back like Yoda in the last one, and he was a puppet too?
He's like a man.
And then he burned a tree down.
Dude,
and then to burn all the relics, and then you find out that the relics were all in her backpack.
Here's the thing, though. That scene on its own is probably the best scene in that movie.
But it had nothing. It didn't
My
help
favorite
the movie.
Scene was when Holo killed herself.
So I think,
yeah,
because it looked cool. It looked badass.
The
like,
way
it was
you
the coolest
said that,
part.
I'd have been like that scene where she drives the ships into the other ships and saves everyone. Not when she committed suicide.
I mean, she did commit suicide. Let's let's not.
Let's not. Let's
she
not
was a poorly
errors.
Written character.
She was, but I mean, like, it's not like I wanted her to die. It's not like I wanted her to die. I was just like, that scene looked cool.
It did look cool, yeah. But she was saving them.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess
was,
the
yeah.
plot
my
of the
favorite,
next one.
My favorite scene was when Leia flew through space.
Like Mary Poppins.
Everybody's favorite scene.
Wait, what, Logan?
And then they're never going to explain.
You're going
to
guess
the... No, I think the plot of the next one is going to be Kylo goes to a island, but Darth Maul is there. And he's going to be like, I'm going to train you in my ways.
Oh.
And then he gives him red milk.
It's the opposite.
It's the reverse.
Oh, instead of blue milk, it's red,
red
milk.
Milk.
That's what
that comes
drink.
From a llama. And they're like, oh, we're bad guys. Yeah. We can't drink that blue milk
a
nonsense.
Space milk.
How do you guys think J.J. Abrams felt then, watching episode 8?
He goes, ah, he stole it. He was going to put that in the next movie.
I wanted to show the blue milk.
Yeah,
I was going to have it from
cold dips.
It was going to come from an octopus.
He goes, hey, man, whatever you want to do with this movie, that's fine. But... please don't use the green milk.
Yes, I'm saving.
That's
it.
Why he fired him.
I thought it was
he's
blue.
Like you.
No,
no
blue is
milk.
In the original Star Wars.
No, that
this
was
one's
blue
green.
Milk.
That
was
oh,
blue.
That, my,
my
blue
thing
last
was like
to
who,
show you where it came from, and that's why everyone was like, "We don't care where it comes from."
No.
Literally
no,
nobody.
No.
Cares.
Look it up. Blue milk tits.
Blue milk last Jedi.
I'm not going
to
do that
by saying Star Wars though. Star Wars blue milk tits.
Look up the Last Jedi milk tits. See what comes up.
This milk's green and I
yeah,
know
turn
it.
The safe search off.
That's how you're going to get the best
Star
result.
Wars blue milk. Yeah, you don't want to be safe.
Look at this. This is totally green milk.
Let me see.
It looks green.
Well, no, that's how it comes
no,
out, and then,
color
they,
correcting.
And then they ferment it. No.
No, it the, comes out, yeah, straight
yeah, they
up
ferment
it's green.
It.
Like grapes. You know, you wouldn't be like, those are just grapes, not wine. You gotta wait.
You gotta wait. You get the milk, and then they put it through a process.
All right, we gotta go on to the next news.
All right. Yeah, all right.
So,
because I got a lot to talk about.
I have more Star Wars things to talk about. Would you guys want to talk about those now, or cycle
no.
through some other things and then come back?
Wait,
we'll
Star Wars
back
news?
To... Well, yeah, because there's more. There's more.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say anything else about episode 9.
Oh.
I'm done.
I don't care. Just do the Star Wars news.
Okay, so I watched the whole panel for... a Star Wars thing that I am excited about, which is The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, John Favreau. I saw that.
God, I am, like,
is
more excited about this show than I was.
Tell
than
me about
I,
it. Was there a trailer or anything?
Well,
or?
There was, like, footage that then they didn't show on the live stream that I had to go, like, find bootlegged that looked, like, awesome. But it was more, like, what they said and how they talked about how they went about making the production that made me so excited. So, like, John Favreau's there, and he comes and he talks about how, like,
is he making a chef sequel first, or is that after?
No, this is the chef. Yeah, this is the chef sequel.
It's the same guy, but he's in space, and he's a bounty hunter.
Yeah. But it's like...
And he makes eggs.
But he still has the truck. It's
and
his
and he
spaceship.
Makes pasta for Scarlett Johansson, she gets all wet.
And he saves his son... And he saves his new son with Twitter.
Yeah, he saves his new son with Twitter. Space right. Twitter, Squitter.
All right. But, so he shows up.
I think make a spweet.
Grilled cheese, a space grilled cheese sandwich, a sprilled spreeze sandwich.
Anyway,
so John Favreau comes up on stage, and I had assumed that like the way that it kind of feels, you know, all these movies kind of feel like corporately made now, and I don't necessarily mean that in like a bad way, but like when he came up, he talked about how like he approached them and was like, hey, I don't know if you were trying to do like a live action show, but I have a really good idea for one. And he was like, what I wanted to do with this show is get back to the things that originally inspired George Lucas, like all the old samurai movies and the old westerns.
Ooh.
He's like, that's what, and he's like, and that's what this show will feel
like.
This is, yeah, he's like, this show
did
is going
that?
To feel,
cool.
Yeah, he did.
He said that?
Yeah.
He said
yeah.
that director? That'd be awesome.
And he said, the Sergio Leone, he talked about, he said, this movie will feel like the good, the bad, and the ugly,
with
but Star Wars. And that's what, yeah, that's what it's all about. Like,
I really want to make
that's
it.
Cool.
The, he said the
that's
main character
badass.
Is like very much inspired by like The Man with No Name. Like that's like
ooh,
this.
Well, that's how the original Star good. Wars wow. was pitched was a space western.
Yeah, and so how, that's why yeah. they're like going back to it with this, but they're like we wanted it to feel
of the sand.
All like homemade, you know, and all that stuff,
because
and like
of the sand.
Yeah,
one thing that's like super nerdy.
There's sand in it.
But it's Pedro Pascal is the main guy.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. And Carl Weathers is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then Gina Carano, who hasn't really been in much, but she's cool, I guess.
Wait, Carl Weathers, but he played... So Lando.
God.
Am I right?
Time's up.
Dude, when I was a kid, though, I did get Billy Dee Williams and Carl Weathers confused. They do look very similar.
I want them to team up.
I can see that.
I can't agree with it.
My dad randomly told me that, like, through some connection, I'm like,
Billy Dee Williams looks like Carl Weathers. They look very similar.
Through some connection, somehow, like, my dad told me, like, I'm related to Billy Dee Williams somehow.
Holy shit.
Because, like, he has family in the Caribbean. And I'm
so
like,
you're
Caribbean.
Apollo Creed.
Well, cause the thing is, like,
so you are Apollo Creed.
The thing is,
Michael
Caribbean
B. Jordan
people
took your job.
Yeah, honestly.
Billy Dee Williams played Apollo Creed, right?
Yeah, I think he did.
No, it was Carl Weathers.
Is it Carl Weathers?
Yeah.
I don't know the difference.
When he came out on stage, everyone was yelling, Apollo.
And he was like, fuck all of you.
But no, he was freaking loving it.
Apollo. He's like, shut up.
He's like, fuck you guys. I'm
you
Lando.
Think were, like, people saw, like, you think people saw like...
No. I'm not talking about Billy Dee Williams. Carl Weathers when
came to what?
He came out on stage for the show
for Star
for
Wars?
The panel for because he's
you said
in the
Billy
man.
D. Williams
no.
came out and they yelled Apollo.
No.
That was just a joke. He said,
"Wait, was it like an accident?"
No, he's on the Mandalorian.
No, yeah, he's on the that guy's on the Mandalorian. Carl
but
Weathers.
I thought he was Lando.
Now, you're confusing everyone, dude.
Now I'm confused.
All right,
yeah,
but,
who is Lando
but
and who is...
There's,
Lando so, and Apollo are the same person.
So more about this show is, like, it just got
Apollo
me...
Apollo Calrissian and Lando Creed.
Okay, Jay, don't cut James off.
I'm sorry. James talks a lot. I'm sorry. It's fine.
Well, I'm just trying to set the stage and so then we can talk about it.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, I just got really excited because they talked about how they want to do things practically. And then one thing that they showed that is super nerdy, and I don't know if anyone else will care about it except me, but they were like, for the ships, we were thinking about, for the effects, we were like, well, what if we went back and we did it with models and miniatures the same way they did the ships for the original Star Wars? And then
that'd
they're like,
cool.
And so we did it. And they were like, and all the... people
and
at,
so we did
in Industrial Light and Magic. The,
we thought, what if we did that?
And then we did.
And then we did it.
Well, because like they're working with ILM.
What if the end of the story was, and then we decided to not do it.
And then we just, so we thought, what if we did it? And the crowd goes crazy, like, and then we didn't do it.
What if we made a good movie, and then we decided, whatever.
They talked about how, like, they're working with Industrial Light and Magic, who's, like, the best of the best when it comes to effects. And I don't know if they've ever done a TV show before, but that's who's doing this one because they're owned by Lucasfilm. And they said, like, all these people who, like, worked on the original Star Wars started just coming up being like, hello, I'd like to work on your project because I really want to do that, like, old school. And so, like, they built these ships. And basically what you do is, like, you have your model, and the model never actually moves. You have the camera move on a jib across the model on a black background so that when you look at the footage, it looks like it's passing the screen. Mm-hmm. And then you do that with, like, a bunch of different lightings and a bunch of different... And then they make... So the when you see in the show, when you see, like, the thrusters... When you see, like, the jets, that's, like, a practical thing. It's, like, LED lights in there that are, like, an effect. And so it looked so cool. They showed, that's like, a cool clip of it, and I got so excited. And then, but the thing that got me, and, Jake, you will think this is cool.
Okay.
They went through one of those, like, spirally doors, you know, that, like, opens and closes in, like, a spiral. And I was like, oh, that's probably an effect. And then they showed behind the scenes, and it was real. And I was like, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Because they never do those for real.
You know, like, I love spirally doors.
Cool doors. Well, it's just, like, that kind
Jake,
of stuff.
I know you'll love this doors.
Dude.
The doors on this movie.
It's just, it's so, like, I don't know. I'm being a big nerd about
it.
But,
no,
like,
that's cool.
That kind of stuff
that's what we're
is
here
just,
for.
Like, so awesome.
It's not the Kung Fu Kings of nerddom.
It's the Kung
We're
Fu Kings
geeks.
Of Doors.
We're
of Doors.
The Kung Fu Kings of Doors. So I know you guys will like this because of our podcast's name, The Doors in this movie, guys.
Dude, The Doors.
The Doors in this movie.
Jake, later, not to prematurely give things away, but Jake, later I'm going to need to hear about how good The Doors are in Hellboy.
Mm. Oh.
Anyway, speaking of John...
We have more news to talk about.
Speaking of John Favreau, there was a Lion King trailer... which looks a lot like the animated movie, but fancy graphics. And I'm going to see it.
Here's the thing. Zoe was telling me that, too. She was like, I'm going to see it because... She was like, you obviously have to make it look like the animated one to get people to want to go see it, like older people who remember the movie. Yeah. So they're going to make it just like, but she was like, it's probably not going to be exactly like it because I haven't seen Jungle Book, but she saw Jungle Book and she said it's not exactly
It's not. I think it's a better narrative movie than the animated one.
Because when I saw the Lion King trailer, I was like, this looks exactly like the animated movie. Yeah. Why go see this? But, I mean...
Here's the thing, like Jungle Book isn't like Jungle Book's a better narrative than like the original, because like the original like Jungle Book like in the 60s was like just like things happening more so than.
But I love that.
Know.
I love things.
Well, cause that's exactly what Alice in Wonderland was, but like they got away with that. What's wrong?
What's wrong, dude?
Sorry, I just felt like a weird move on my leg, and
I think
I think it was a wire.
That was probably
I think
wire.
It was just one of the seven wires.
Panicked to the highest degree because I thought there was a mouse.
I thought you were having an attack of some sort.
I'm good.
I saw like no mouse at all.
This mouse storyline on our podcast.
Well, it started off as a roach storyline, but the twist is that it was a mouse.
Come back.
I'll let you know if I see one, James.
Come back next episode to find out more about the mouse saga.
Yeah, I would have known if it crawled up and got on your leg, but there was nothing.
You must be living on edge 24/7.
I do not sleep well in this room.
You're very scared of mice.
You felt a wire, and you like almost.
It's a mouse.
I thought you were gonna throw the table for a second.
he sees any mouse-shaped thing. He's like, that thing!
That's a mouse! Kill it! Throw it!
Watching Ratatouille is a risky because they're rats, so it's
okay. Did you watch that recently? I saw the disc out somewhere.
Did you?
Oh, no. I saw the vinyl.
Don't watch it, because then if you find the mouse and you catch it, you'll empathize with it, and you won't want to.
I won't.
Yeah, you should catch it and name it, and then you'll be like,
and you'll put it in your hair, and you'll cook Ratatouille.
You'll be like, is this Patton Oswalt?
Quickly, when you find a mouse, put it in your hair, and you'll cook.
And you'll cook us a delicious meal.
James goes, catch that, put it in my hair, quick.
He's like, hold on, can you get our pet mouse? I need to cook a meal real quick. And then you just make it.
And how do I even make spaghetti? Oh, a mouse.
I don't know how to dice. Mouse, here, show me.
How do I dice? Like Gordon Ramsay. Dude, the master class with Gordon Ramsay, find a mouse, step one.
Wait, is there a master class with Gordon Ramsay? Oh, we're getting that.
I know.
Yeah, we have to split it before I run out of money, because I am running out of money hot.
Like a hot
get
tomorrow.
A job.
Yeah, get a job.
Oh.
Work with Jake.
No, he doesn't want to.
That's the secret. The secret to not running out of money is to get a job.
Is to have a job.
And it took me a long time to learn that.
Yeah.
Admit it. I'll be the first.
I'm still learning that.
I have a job.
You do.
I have a job.
Logan works very hard.
Sometimes if no one will hire you, you got to make up your own job like me.
I have a job. Some girl was listening and she was like, that Logan guy sounds a lot more attractive for some reason.
Wow, that Logan guy, he's employed.
I want him.
He's employed.
I want him because he has money. Because
his bosses want him. I want him.
His bosses want him. I want him in me.
Do we have more news?
I have a job. That's one.
Before we move on.
One more thing, right?
Let me just ask, because I feel like we got Jake's opinion on the Lion King trailer.
Oh
Logan,
what did you think?
I don't care. I really don't. I like watched it for like a second, and I'm like, if I want to watch it, I'll just watch the original.
I got
and
chills it'll be on, when they walked in front of the moon.
It'll be on.
Maybe I'm hey, a you know, basic here's the you thing, know when they did that in the cartoon as well.
Yeah, but I really like Johnny Favs. What if this is like Chef with animals?
But see, here's the thing. I'll watch The Mandalorian. I won't watch this because I've seen it before.
It could be different.
Now here's the thing,
but
James,
will you
I'll
see the Guy Ritchie Aladdin though?
No,
come on.
Here's the thing.
I'm not watching
that thing. Is either going to be great or a complete disaster, okay, and either way, I'm going to love
so
it.
So here's
it's going to be funny, dude.
Here's my thing on it. I want to explain this because this is my opinion on Lion King.
Explain it.
All right, so my opinion on Lion King trailer is I don't give two fucks about this movie, but mostly because like it's going to look the same thing. But here's the thing.
I thought it swayed you.
The animated movie. Ooh, no, the trailer's music really hit me, but that's because Hans Zimmer.
So you give a fuck about it.
So I give one fuck about it, but like the celebrity casting is like pretty much the only thing that's going for it because
that's
this
two.
Movie wanes in comparison.
You give two
as far
fucks.
As,
well, so you do give two fucks.
No, I don't care about the casting.
You know what else had a really good cast? Movie 43.
Yeah,
does
that had a great
remember
cast.
That movie?
Okay.
Right.
So I'm a.
You're
so,
gonna always use that.
That one's classic.
That was
it's
pretty
good,
bad.
Man, that's a good cast, but so did Movie 43 though.
So,
I know, because that's one movie people are like, why?
So
everyone remembers it.
I lost my train of thought, Logan.
Thanks. You had it. You liked the music, and you were like, the cast is great. I've got your train of thoughts for you.
Oh, right. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah, so, he's the conductor of your train of thought.
Choo-choo-choo, all
aboard.
The reason
why I don't like this or don't care about this movie much is because, like, the characters, like, because it looks so realistic, they lose the appeal of the design of the characters in the animated version.
Oh, so it's even
like,
worse.
Scar does not look good at all. Like, he looks like a regular ass lion.
He looks like a lion who's, like, been through a wood chipper.
Yeah, but a disgruntled lion doesn't look better than like the beautifully colored like design.
They're not gonna make like a
Jafar. I mean, not Jafar.
Yeah, but the way he looked in the animated movie is impossible for a normal lion to look.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah, but basically like, Hiram's argument, which I agree with, is why even make this at all?
You know what? I'm not gonna argue with you.
But they've made it so like.
But I'm
go
gonna
see
give,
it,
But I'm
mean?
Gonna go see it.
Yeah, like they've already made it, so like why like, not?
Disney already paid me.
Here's the thing about it is we're talking about it. And I am like, oh, maybe, even Aladdin, maybe. But then I know when it comes out, because you'd have to pay money for it, I'm like, I will not go see that. You
That's
know what
kind
I mean?
Of my thing. I don't want to pay money to see it. I'd rather just like, wait for
it. It'll probably
go
on
up.
Netflix or that Disney It'll streaming go on, service.
Oh, speaking of Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
yeah,
the
yeah,
news
yeah.
to segue
that
into?
That was the news to segue into.
That was a beautiful
segue.
I think
Logan had a good
Logan
point.
Has one more
when
thing.
I heard about them doing the live action Lion King, I thought I kind of
is this
going to
be a joke?
No, I'm being serious.
No, yeah, that's
I,
like,
you're
no,
smiling.
No, I hope
really
that
hard.
They wouldn't like animate. I hope that they would actually train the animals to speak.
I love that you're going to say get like real animals and be like, yeah, like Homeward Bound, and you're like, no, make
speak.
Them talk.
No, but if they did it like cats versus dogs, kind of.
No, yeah,
they use
dude,
CGI
that would be hilarious.
That'd be amazing.
I would be back would like, in if they did great. That shit.
That's what
if,
I wanted. I wanted it to be real live action lions that they made their mouth move.
So
weird.
Every time Wait. They're filming it, they're like, please don't kill me.
And when they have little when they have little when they have little baby Simba when he's following in Mufasa. Yeah. His footsteps and he steps in the bigger paw print. It's like a little lion's arm prop.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
stuffed animal dog arm they used in yeah, Cats that. And Dogs. Yeah. And it just is like on the
if
ground.
They did that, dude, if they did that, you all my money. You can have, I'll see that in the Dolby Digital.
I would pay to see that shit in IMAX.
Wait, what's the what's the monkey's name?
Rafiki.
Rafiki. That scene where he's holding Simba up above the cliff. It's they got like yeah. when they're filming it. PETA's looking at the director. And the director's like, please don't fucking drop that cup. Are you sure it's trained? He's like, I don't know. It's a monkey.
They gave the fucking monkey a baby lion. They were like, here, don't tear it apart.
Please don't rip this fucking baseball.
So here you go, Chim Chim, do not.
And then for the
up.
Fights between the lions, they literally just like, oh, just let them go out.
And we'll film it. We'll Dude, it's just stock footage from like Planet Earth.
And they're like, okay,
yeah, it cuts to Planet Earth footage and has a little watermark in the bottom corner.
And they like,
and then it cuts back. What a battle!
Someone's saying that. What a battle. It's John Favreau, and he's there, and he walks on screen. And he goes, "What a battle!
What a battle!" And now that was just a trailer, and here's Chef 2, and we're like, "Yes!"
So Lion King is a segue into Chef 2.
And every
it's
time
literally the scene, it's like Rise of the Sea where like Rafiki raises up the lion and just cuts the chef too.
I bet you were wondering what happened to your favorite chef and his family.
Every time Disney's coming to see like dailies, they're like, can we see your progress? He's like, please trust me. After I made Jungle Book, you can trust me. You'll just see it when it's done. And he's secretly chef. Making Chef 2 the whole time.
Why is Robert Downey Jr. on set? Why do you have a food truck? for the cast.
What's with this fleet of food trucks? You got to go bigger for the sequel.
Why is John Leguizamo here?
Chef owns his own league of food trucks.
That's Logan, why is John Leguizamo here?
Don't worry about it.
Is he playing one of the... Yeah, he's playing one of the jackalopes.
He's playing a jackalope.
He's playing an elephant.
Why's the girl from what's that show? Modern Family. Here?
That perfect.
All right, so Disney Plus.
So Disney Plus.
That was
they
a good
announced.
Segue.
Yeah.
You
might find this Disney movie Plus. On Disney Plus. It'll probably be out on home video by the time Disney
How
Plus comes out.
Is
but
Disney Plus
Disney be? Plus
$6.99
will be
plus.
Yeah, will
it's not
be
bad.
Yeah, it's $7 a month. It's coming
or
out
more.
November
it's the plus.
$7 but we'll also charge you more.
Yeah, it has to be at
could
least
be $1,000.
They could charge you at any time.
But it's coming
That's
out
what makes it so fun.
It's coming out November 14th. And it's going to have every single movie Disney has ever made on it, every Star Wars movie, every Marvel movie, every Pixar movie, and then also a bunch of... So on the day it launches, The Mandalorian will be on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's like their like flagship. They're launching. They're also doing a Monsters, Inc. show that I think Pixar themselves is making.
Whoa.
Which is pretty... like yeah, like
that's
they're
pretty
like
ballsy.
Not, and that's where all the... like there's a bunch of like Marvel like cinematic
shows,
universe
yeah.
shows with like the actual characters from
that Falcon and Winter yeah. Soldier. They showed the logo. It looked pretty cool.
So it's actually gonna like matter. It's not gonna be like the Defenders, which were cool.
But what if it does
sometimes?
It?
Well, I mean, but at least it's... but they're not gonna have it be like, oh, Falcon gets crippled in this one, but then you see him in the Avengers and he's fine. You know?
Oh, like it's gonna be in continuity.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be in continuity. It won't be like
so
that.
So we open on it. Winter Soldier's a pile of dust.
And then the show's over.
And then the logo goes Falcon.
Yeah. And then it dissipates away.
Just kidding, it's just Falcon.
It's just
Wait, he
Anthony
became
Mackie.
Dust too, right?
Yeah.
What no, it's called Marvel. Nothing.
Marvel. Oh yeah, they are both dust.
It does the logo. It's just what happened to them while they were dust.
And it's like a shot of
it's
dust.
It's a sitcom. It's a sitcom that takes place in the Soul Stone, like a 3-camera sitcom where
and
like
they're trapped. They're
Winter Soldier. Yeah, where they're roommates. And Winter Soldier comes in and he closes the door and the audience is like, "Woo!"
Man, it's crazy being dust, huh?
it's crazy being dust.
And Winter Soldier's like, "Man, I just wish Cindy would go out with me." And then a normal
yeah, and then Neil some, Patrick
some,
Harris,
some girl who was just like also got
I was
by the
dust
snap.
Too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Neil Patrick Harris comes to the door and is like, "This is how I met your mother. I baked you a pie.
I'm Neil Patrick Harris."
Neil Patrick Harris is the Falcon and Winter Soldier, guys.
But yeah, I'm super excited about Disney Plus, personally.
No, their kooky friend would be a real Falcon.
So wait, when...
oh yeah, it's a real Falcon.
Falcon. Oh my
God. Yeah, real life Falcon.
That's the episode where
he gets way more like popularity in fans, and they just make a spinoff show like Frasier called just Falcon.
But it's just the bird.
Just a real Falcon.
But no, it's the episode where Bucky gets fed up with him, and Falcon goes out to like lunch and comes back, and all of his stuff's on the curb, and a real Falcon has moved in.
Yeah, and he's like, "Sorry, man.
I replaced you." And Bob Iger's there, and he's like, "You're off the show.
Sorry, man.
You weren't testing well with audiences. They didn't like your bird costume.
They didn't like your goggles.
We got to change the goggles. Well, then I quit."
But yeah, it's cool because... but people were talking about what this means for like potentially the sales of like Blu-rays and digital of Disney movies, because they did say every single Disney movie, the day it's available on digital or on Blu-ray, it's going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah.
And so it's like, why even bother buying those? And plus, it's not like Netflix, where with Netflix it's like, I will still buy movies that are on Netflix, because it's like, well, Netflix at any time could be like, it's gone. It's not on there
Disney
anymore.
Disney has said that they will leave those things on forever.
Yeah, because like they own them all. The thing with Netflix, the reason things vanish is because they don't own the rights. Netflix originals will be on Netflix forever.
Yeah.
Unless they were produced by another studio.
But I could see, like, the thing about DVDs and all that kind of stuff is really people nowadays stream it or they watch it illegally or whatever. Like, people who just like movies a lot will buy them on DVD anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't really...
I'll continue to do it.
Yeah, I don't really feel like that's going to hurt them that
bad. But, like, yeah, I, like... like I probably
especially
won't.
If people are paying consistently $7 a month, and it's presumably going to be millions
seven,
of people.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
$7 a month is not bad for every Disney
movie.
Yeah,
it's really not.
What
bad.
I think is, I love it because I'll feel like there are movies like if this new Lion King movie comes out and is like amazing.
Yeah.
It would have been one that I would have wanted to buy on Blu-ray, but not badly enough to where if it's on Disney Plus, I'll just be like, oh, great, I can just watch it on here. That's awesome. But like things like if Endgame's as good as I want it to be, regardless, I'm buying that because I just want to have it on my shelf and be like, hooray.
Well, also, it's like, think about this. Like if you really love a movie enough, you don't really have like the special features option in the Disney Plus
I think they
service.
Are. I think
oh really?
Because they released screenshots of what the interface looks like, and I think some people were saying that they saw that it said like extras or something, so they think that like all the bonus features are on the website.
I don't think I mean, like, that's cool for us, but like marketing wise, they shouldn't do that. Especially that's the whole point of selling the discs.
Exactly. Well, I guess, but
yeah, but I mean, for
but
me,
they also didn't. They didn't say that, you know,
of the idea that they would might want to be implementing is phasing out. You know how Disney has always done that thing where they put the movies in the vault and you can't get to a movie.
They're not
a while.
Doing that anymore.
No, I know, but it's like Disney, I don't think, is above the idea of phasing out DVDs and stuff, because that they pay the money to make all those DVDs and a lot of them just sit in Target and don't get sold. So I could see the ideas. They kind of want to gauge, oh, if we just do the streaming service and don't even have to make the DVDs.
We just have to press upload on this MP4 file.
Yeah, will we make more money? Which,
yeah, my only worry with making everything streaming is that what happens if, like, I don't know, your systems get messed up and people can't do anything on it.
Well, they have physical copies of it.
No, but, I mean, but like just the actual streaming like network.
Yeah. I'm talking about the future, like way in
the
future.
I'm talking about that too, because I feel that coming on where people are like, oh, we don't really need DVDs anymore. We'll just stream everything.
Yeah.
Then what happens when Skynet comes up?
And I can't watch. What happens when people are being murdered and I can't watch Jingle All the Way?
Because PS4 is turning into a robot.
Yeah, I can't watch my physical copy because my PS4 has teeth now. It's trying to eat.
And it chewed up my DVD copy of The Night Before.
Of Marley and Me. Oh, The Night Before.
Of Marley and Me.
Marley and Me.
Speaking of PS4.
No one saw Night Before. That was so funny.
Dude, I like that movie.
You saw that?
I have it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, we should watch it sometime. What, Hiram?
That's one thing. It's just,
thing is just what?
No, I
wait, what?
Don't
what?
Even,
you think it's
it.
Just what?
I think it was one of those where it's like, oh yeah, that looks fun.
No, say it. What?
I went.
What did you say?
I don't even know.
Hiram, what?
Hiram,
oh, okay,
your turn.
So, like,
what were you
going to
say?
PS4,
Hiram, what were you going to say?
Oh, I'm going to say it.
Okay, well then say it.
Speaking of PS4, like the Sony announced like the specs for PlayStation 5, what that's going to be. I'm not going to give you like, the CPU specs
Why
and all that stuff.
Are we already doing new consoles?
It's been 6 years.
Usually a console's lifespan is like 6 to 7 years.
Still,
it feels like 3DS is like, you know.
I don't feel like
It feels like they didn't live up to the
Hype.
Yeah, they said like because starting graphics, they're gonna go so far, and I feel like they've gotten a little better.
No, I feel like the thing for me, I think they've gotten a lot better, but I also feel like there aren't enough video games. Like, remember PS2 had so many. When we first got our PS2, we're like, there's millions of PS2 games. Like, Xbox One and PS4 like have nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's really not that many.
PS5 is going to be backwards compatible, though.
No, I was going to agree. I bought a PS4 for Kingdom Hearts 3, and now that I've played it, I'm like, see ya.
See ya.
Because you know they're not going to make Kingdom Hearts like 4 for like the PS5.
15 years.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I'll be a grandfather by the time that game comes out, and then I'll be disappointed again by the storytelling.
And they'll have like recast all the Disney characters.
No. It's gonna be Haley Joel Osment will still be there, but it'll be an old man. But his character will still be like 20.
It's me, friendship.
He'll be like,
it's me, friendship.
Let's go get him, guys.
He's gonna be Batman.
Yeah, dude, that'd be awesome. Badass.
Let's go get him, Donald
Sword.
Duck.
That's
one of
not who you are underneath, but the friends that you have beside you.
My dream is to become successful enough in the movie industry to where I can pull strings and be like, I want to be involved in the cutscene process of Kingdom Hearts 4 so I can make it good.
Oh yeah.
Well, do we have any more news? Because we've been doing news for 40 minutes.
Yeah. I do. So here, so I'm gonna wrap it up. So the specs for PS4, I'm not gonna give into like the CS, like I'm not gonna get into the CPU and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's gonna be backwards compatible to other like PlayStation 4 games, so
good.
That's an incentive to get it.
Good. Good.
It's gonna
Golly.
Be like possibly Final. Like up to 8K graphic resolution.
Why?
I don't know why.
Why do we call it
like we're not even ready for that yet?
What happened to
double it?
5, 6, 7.
I want to see all their pores. I want to see every individual.
Because like I've
hair.
Seen like 8K TVs go for like thousands of dollars. So all, like, we're not there yet.
I see
all I
want
to know. All right. All I want to know is we went from 1080p to 4K. That's a 4 times difference. But 4K to 8K, only a 2 times difference. I feel cheated.
Yeah. Why not 10?
Why not 10? I want 38K. I
want
38K.
I want 12K.
Let's all start a petition on the Kung
to
Fu
get
38K. Website.
38K.
Get 38K.
So the last thing I have is what I should have talked about last week, and there's a
and
Cowboy Bebop like live action show from Netflix that they're doing,
yeah.
And they have announced the cast, and it's like really an interesting cast because like Bushmaster's jet from
his name Bushmaster. Is just Bushmaster.
That actor, what's his name? Bushmaster.
I don't know, Bushmaster.
And John Cho from Harold and Kumar is Spike Spiegel.
Dude, that guy's good though.
He is good.
He is, but he's too old.
What, he's very old.
Did you say Spike Spiegel?
And he's not lean.
Spike Spiegel.
Oh, I thought he said Spike.
I mean,
Spiegel.
No
Spike
one looks. Spiegel. Nobody looks like that anime character.
Well,
though.
I know, but John Cho really doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Really but they got. Like he's a legit actor, so I'm not that.
He is like he's gonna play the part well. He just is just not gonna look. The part at all.
To be honest, I didn't even know that they were making a movie until they announced the cast.
Did
I was
not even
like,
know
oh,
that either. Yeah.
A Cowboy Bebop movie, okay.
And, well, I think it's going to be like a series. I don't think it's going to be like a movie.
Oh, it's a series.
I think it's a series. I think.
Oh,
it could be
you
a movie.
Told me it was
or
a movie.
Oh, I did? Oh, I'm yeah. sorry. Yeah, I think it's a series, and like the casting's interesting. The reason why I think they can do it with the right budget, because like Cowboy Bebop, it's like there are times where it's very actiony, but most of the time it's like a neo-noir western, space western.
Uh-huh.
So it's like there's a lot of times where it's very chillax and like, you know, it takes its time telling its story, which is why I think, Logan, you'll probably like this if you watch it over Samurai Champloo,
oh, yeah.
over all of Watanabe's animes. I think personally you would like it more.
I started it. I wasn't huge on it.
You started it?
I watched like an episode and I was like, maybe later.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just wasn't in the mood for it. I don't know.
I wasn't in the mood.
Maybe.
Logan's not hardcore into anime anyway, so.
But it's like it's like Watanabe's anime are like the least anime like shows.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but they're still anime.
That was the thing. Samurai Champloo was really good, but then there's that girl with the flying squirrel, and I was like, could you cut that out? I hate
anything anime-y, like.
Where it's like, yeah! And I'm like,
squirrel.
I've got a squirrel, and we talk about friends.
But Logan, weren't you a big Naruto boy?
No, Jake was, and I was just along for the ride.
You were into it with me.
I was into it with you, and then I was like, I'm kind of falling out.
Were you into it in the way where.
You love it, stay in.
And I was like,
don't leave me here. I was like, don't leave me here.
It was when the filler episodes happened. It got really anime. And I was like, I don't
What's
know.
More anime than having filler episodes?
Yeah, that's the most anime bullshit of all time.
I know. It was horrible.
Yeah, we should add some. Cowboy Bebop does not have that.
We should add 2 hours of filler to our Kung Fu movie.
But like we said about Lion King, Hiram, why even make it a live action?
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just curious.
Because like we'll talk about with Hellboy.
Sometimes
you don't need to make that.
Sometimes you just need things to let them die.
You just have to let them be what they are.
Yeah, you should talk about that, Jake.
I'm ready.
Let's segue in. Here's my Hellboy intro.
Tired of bouncing around it. Let's
get right into
peel this Band-Aid off.
What is the death chime?
That's accurate.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just
talk about Hellboy. Okay, so let me give some. And you guys, I had you guys read Darkness Calls, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is Volume 8. This movie borrows storylines from like 6 volumes of the book and combines them all together into 1 2-hour movie. They do things from the last volume where he like fights the big boss lady at the end of the whole series, and this is the bad guy in the first movie. The whole movie's 2 hours long. It feels like 3.5 hours long. I wanted to walk out the whole time.
The whole
Somebody
time?
Walked out.
Was Jin from Lost any good?
He was horrible. In this
oh
movie.
No,
everyone,
Jin.
And here's Jin the thing. David Harbour was really good as Hellboy. It had a lot of things in it where I was like, oh man, they picked a lot of cool things and this should have worked if they made a good movie. David Harbour was cool as Hellboy. He had no character arc whatsoever, though. He didn't have any relationships with any of the characters. The girl character was horrible. Jin was horrible. The dad, Ian McShane, who played his dad, was horrible.
And those are all great actors.
There was no
so it's not their fault.
Well, Ian McShane shouldn't, because you put him and John Hurt in the same character. They don't fit.
That's the thing. The Ron Perlman movies I've always liked, but I've always kind of complained about, because I thought they should have stuck closer to the source material, and the Ron Perlman movies were like more jokey and comic, and like over the top, like summer blockbuster, like trying to appeal to the mass audience movies.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this time they'll stick to the comics. They're going to make it a horror movie. It's going to be whatever. And watching this movie, I was like, I wish that this had never been made and that they had just made a third Ron Perlman movie, and those movies are actually amazing and Del Toro really cares about those characters. And I went through my volume of Hellboy, and Guillermo wrote an intro that was just called Mike Mignola is a Genius, the writer, and it was just about how much he loved Hellboy, and then told what he told Mike Mignola about how to adapt it into a movie and how he'd have to expound upon certain things for it to work in a movie as opposed to a comic mm-hmm. book. He basically was what we said, where some things work in a comic that don't work in a movie, and we need to change this. So after reading that, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. So in the movie, he had the love relationship between Hellboy and Liz because you kind of needed that to thrust for Hellboy to have a purpose, because in the comics, he's just a guy who investigates things and it's cool and it works. Because then you can do all these investigations. In a movie, you need a core plot to go through. So in this movie, it was literally just Hellboy doing what his dad told him to do, and he had no motivations as to why he was doing them.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you about his backstory as being the guy that was going to bring about the apocalypse like they did in the old movies until, like, the middle of the movie, and they brought it up
3 hours
briefly.
In.
Like, dude, it felt so fucking long. And it was not even enjoyably funny bad, dude.
It felt like they gave a 13-year-old, hey, you can write a movie. Which one do you want? A Hellboy. Okay, well, to sell it, we'll make it.
Because he's edgy.
Yeah, and be like, hey, and to sell it, we'll make it R. And so he's like, all right, I'm going to make him say fuck, like, when it doesn't make sense. And they're like, all right, little John.
The opening line of the movie is Ian McShane. He goes, in the Dark Ages, and they were called that for a fucking reason.
Yeah, that's the opening line.
It's supposed to be funny, and it's cringy. Like, the cringiest.
No, there's, like, halfway through the movie, every joke you're just forgetting about because you're like, oh, it's not going to
I was saying, like, it was funny at the beginning. Like, Zoe leaned over, and she was like, this isn't that bad. And it really wasn't that bad at the beginning because it had a kind of a tone that was kind of fun. The opening, like, the because it opened with a history lesson, which I hate. And it was like, King Arthur. And then you were like, and then it goes, Hellboy. And it goes, and it just, the opening of the Ron Perlman one was the Nazis creating Hellboy, and then them being like, don't kill him, we'll take him with us. And then he goes, Hellboy. And that scene is a flashback that happens halfway in the movie when he reads a crystal ball and she goes, this is where you came from.
Oh, it had flashbacks galore.
Dude, it was nice. Like our Kung Fu movie, but serious. They literally, anytime somebody asked another character, hey, what's your deal? He was like, in 1982. And it would cut back every time. I was like, please don't ask somebody else about their backstory.
Please don't ask anyone about their past again.
They looked at Jin, where'd you get those scars? Well, in 1982, I fought a panther, and it like went back in time, and he was like in the jungles fighting a panther.
For like 2 seconds.
I didn't need this. You could have said that. You could have just said that. Why'd you have to show it? And it's got a sepia filter. It's the most flashbacky flashback ever constructed.
I love it.
It literally just needed a...
I'm going to love this movie.
Almost
threw up. Hey, James, you won't. I promise you.
There's this one bit where you could tell it was for the 3D audience, where they like shot this girl in the face.
Oh yeah.
And her eye was pointing at the audience like really cartoony, and they cut back to it about 5 different times.
It showed her good shot in the eye, and then all of her demon like army, they look and they go, oh, and they leave because they're like, she can be beat, and they keep showing it and then showing more guys leave and then cutting back to her eyeball dangling out and more guys leave.
It was like long enough for you to be like, is this a bit? What's going on?
What's going on with this?
And then for some reason, like in her past, these witches like betrayed her, and when she finally becomes powerful, they come out from behind a tree, and I'm like, where the fuck were you?
They were waiting.
They were just waiting behind a tree.
They literally do so many of those things. At the beginning of the movie, they're like, the witch, what, Cassandra or something, like they say her name like she's a big deal. They come out at the end behind a tree, you don't know where they came from, and she just kills them. And I'm like, why were they big? There's another part, so it's in the comics, and it's super cool because they build it up over like 20 years of the books, where at the end you find out that Hellboy is a descendant of King Arthur. Like, his mom was a descendant of King Arthur, and his dad is the devil, and they had a baby, and he's their baby. And he's like, oh, I'm the... So he can pull Excalibur out and wield Excalibur in the comics. And they're like,
that's pretty
you're the rightful heir, and he fights the devil. And it's badass. In this movie, they put that in the movie. The ending thing.
Yeah.
They do it in a scene where the girl gets hit in the throat with a poison dart. And they go, oh, no. And this is like 2 hours in, or it feels like it. And they go, you have to take her to the ancient mountain of whatever. And they just show a quick montage of them walking there. And then Merlin's there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's like, and he's like, finally, you're here. I have the sword. I've been waiting 2,000 years. Here, take it.
And it's
then
the
Hellboy
kid
goes,
from...
Hellboy goes to take it, and he gets a vision of him taking over the world and being, like, bad. And he goes, no, I won't take it. And Merlin goes, shit, you were supposed to take it, and then disintegrates.
Yeah, Merlin died. No, like, she gets shot in the neck, and they're like, what do we do? And the girl's like, you have to take her to Merlin. They're like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You have to take her to Merlin. And I go like this. this. Oh my god, more shit. Because the opening of the movie, they do the Wild Hunt arc, where it's like these rich guys hunt giants, and their whole thing is like, we go out and we drink wine and we hunt giants, and it's kind of cool, like a deer hunt but with giants.
Yeah,
and Hellboy goes with them, and then they betray him. And in the comics, it's a whole arc, and they do this in one scene, like, very quickly. And then he fights giants, and that's the coolest scene in the movie, is when he fights giants, because it's pretty cool. But then it goes nowhere. And literally, those guys, he comes back, and he goes, those guys you sent me, he tried to kill me. And the dad goes, oh, they're like that sometimes. And then they just keep
going. They really do be like that sometimes.
Why did they kill him? They go, death, no, the devil shall never reign, and whatever. And they did the whole, like, from the Ron Perlman one, where it was like, people hate you. Why do you even like people? You should just be on our side, which is the whole thrust of the old movies. Literally so random in this movie, and not very much, where, like, every once in a while, he's like, I look kind of different. And then they never talk about it.
I look kind of different.
Then at the end, he's like, you know what? The Blood Queen, she's right. We should kill the humans. And you're like, where did you get that from, Hellboy? Why did you suddenly change your whole philosophy?
And then
online?
I didn't get it. Was he hiding, like, his identity? Because he was walking around the street with everybody seeing him.
Well, I didn't know what they wanted to do. So in the comics, at this point, people just don't go, you freak. They just are like, yeah, hell, because monsters just roam around. So they're like, Hellboy, he's cool. So, and they were trying to do, like, wedge, like, six different Hellboys into one movie. So it was, like, very inconsistent. And you're like, what?
I'm really glad I did not pay money to see.
They did a Last Airbender.
And in the you've seen the Ron Perlman Hellboy, right?
Yes,
the first one.
Yeah, we watched it for the podcast.
You know how, like, his dad and his relationship is really well done, and it's like when his dad eventually dies, it's like a big deal, and you feel
and
it.
You're sad.
And this movie, they're together maybe two scenes, him and his dad. His dad's not, like, a nice professor type. He's, like, an asshole. He's literally, like, to Hellboy. And that's the joke, and they think it's endearing, and it's not. Where he's like, stop whining, you pussy. Be a man. And you're like, oh, that's funny. It's not funny. And then you go, oh, they're going to kill him, and they kill the dad again. But he goes, no, and I'm going, kill the dad. He's not helped whatsoever.
And then
they don't introduce you know how the whole movie of the first one is they introduce the BPRD so you know what it is? They act like you should already know what the BPRD is.
They treat Hellboy like he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, the BPRD, we're just in it.
And then there's this psychic woman.
Yes,
and
my favorite. That was what I was segueing
into. She was horrible. So she was the one where they gave all the really bad lines. She'd be like, that's why you're a fucking dick. And you'd be like, okay, great.
She would say fucking. If she was about to talk, she was going to say fucking in her line.
Yeah.
Like, if she was going to say something. That's why Hellboy wasn't as annoying, because he didn't, like, cuss as cringy. Yeah. But every time she tried to cuss, it was the cringiest shit I've ever heard in my life.
And
that's why you're such a fucking dick. But they would say it like, fucking. Like, yeah, we're rated R. I read a Hellboy comic right after. They didn't say fuck one time. That's like not the, you know how Deadpool, it's like, yes, make it that way because that's what it needs to be. Hellboy has never been like, yeah, we're edgy as
It's just like, we're dealing with dark material here, and that's it.
And we're not like trying to be like, yeah, he's not your typical superhero.
No.
He's going to come get you.
But, like, I guess we don't care about ruining the movie. But
no,
like,
I don't give a shit.
So she does this thing where someone just died. She puts their hand on him, and they come out of her mouth like a big tentacle, but like a person.
It's
goofiest
gross.
Looking thing.
Sounds good.
And it's nasty.
And then when the dad dies, and he's about to like be like, I'm going to kill the world, basically. She does that to the dad, and he comes up, and he's like, don't do it, son.
As
don't
a vomit tentacle.
Don't be a pussy. And he's like, okay, dad. And I'm like, this is the goofiest movie
I've ever seen in my life.
Did you laugh at it?
Dude, I was laughing.
No, I was laughing at that, yeah.
I laughed, and I looked over at my dad, and our dad was with us, and he was like, dude, this is killing Jake right now.
she was literally like, your dad's trying to speak through me, and she goes in a big tentacle vomit guy. And it's Ian McShane CGI'd on him with tentacle with no shirt on, and he looks horrible, and he's like, don't be a pussy, son.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he's like, stop being a whiny bitch. And you're like, man,
I love
what a
that
good movie.
This
what
is a crossover with Hot Rod.
So like
he's basically the dad from Hot Rod.
He finds the sword the first time with Merlin, he doesn't accept it, and then they go to a random church. It's random. They don't hint at this at all.
God.
They go to a random church to fight, and they fight the Blood Queen. He crashes through the floor of the church, and there's King Arthur's sword. And she goes, for centuries they've looked for King Arthur's sword, and who would have thought it was right here? And then he picks it up again and uses it. And I was like, wow.
Is that in the trailer when he's on the dragon with the sword?
That was
that Excalibur?
His vision. That was his vision of what he touched
and
it in the
back. And then they just showed scenes of killing random people, and it was disgusting. And
yeah,
I'm
they
like,
were like trying
this?
To push that hard R, so they showed all these demons come out, like the end of the world, which is way too early to start doing the apocalypse in the first movie when they're obviously trying to set up for a franchise when they're introducing 90 things in one movie.
Yeah.
It starts stomping around and picking people up and putting it right in the camera's face and ripping them apart, and not in a goofy, funny, any kind of way, just horrific, like normal people getting shredded.
It's
and
gross.
You're not like, cool, it's so violent. You're like, gross. Why am I watching
like, there's
this?
There's this one bit that was gross. It was this poor woman that was just on this thing's leg, just like, it was disgusting.
It like jammed its legs through someone's mouth out their asshole, basically, and like walked around with them, and they're like screaming, and you're like, this isn't enjoyable in any way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was, this kind of movie did not need an R rating. Hellboy, you read it. It's not like he's a badass and he rips demons apart and people get murdered and he says fuck all the time. It's like a poetic, beautiful comic about a demon who has this purpose of he's supposed to bring about the end of the world and he chooses not to do
it. Yeah, it's literally like people. You read it and you're like, this is, I get why Guillermo is like all about this. It's like totally his style of thing where it's like, a little bit creepy, but it has like a heart at the center of
that's
it, and that's what it's
too,
about.
Because like even with all the hardcore violence in this movie, trying to scare you, it wasn't scary. And the scenes in Del Toro's movies, where like those guys are like in the catacombs with those frog things and they get eaten, that's way more terrifying. And they didn't need to show like nasty like guts. And I like gore in movies when it's
just
like a horror movie or like that's the point of the movie. This felt like so out of nowhere, and you didn't need it. And it was just them trying to be edgy for no reason.
Who
you know
owns
what I mean?
Hellboy? What comic?
Lionsgate. Oh, no, Dark Horse is
Dark
the comic.
Dark Horse, and then it's Lionsgate?
This was
dang,
Lionsgate's
that's a bummer,
like, poor
Lionsgate.
Attempt to try to make their own Hellboy franchise, which could easily be done because that's how it's been in the comics forever.
Yeah.
Because you can make a BPRD show that would be super cool.
Yeah.
You can make and Lobster Johnson appears in this movie.
Lobster Johnson?
Yeah, fine. Dude, Lobster Johnson's my fucking favorite. And that was the only time where I was like, what? Lobster Johnson? Because he's never been in any of the live-action movies or the animated movies.
What does
movies.
He do? What's his thing?
So he's basically, like, the Batman, kind of. Like, he's, like, his homage to, like, pulp heroes of the 30s. And he literally just burns the lobster claw into your forehead after he kills you. And he goes, taste the lobster's claw. And it's amazing.
Lobster Johnson.
And, like, in the comics, Hellboy was a huge fan of the Lobster Johnson serial movies that are really bad. And people are like, you like those movies? And he's like, yeah, they're amazing. And then there's this arc of Hellboy where he finds a Nazi castle and he's fighting Nazis. And the ghost of Lobster Johnson helps him fight the Nazis. And Lobster Johnson's super cool. Yeah. And it's Thomas Hayden Church. It's Sandman. Is playing Lobster Johnson. For
oh no,
second.
He's cursed. He's in
and
every bad. He's in bad superhero movie.
You might need to see this because little boy Hellboy that comes out of it when he like is birthed looks like one of the little girls from BioShock. Like when it came out, like it looks horrible.
Oh no,
looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
It
basically.
Looks really bad
with stretched out legs,
and it's so sad.
I don't like. It.
So it's so scary
because like the scene, like it was like. Make all of these individual scenes that you're cramming together into a whole movie. You could have like 9 movies and you'd make more money.
That's
I don't
the thing.
Understand.
They could have done the Giants thing and made that the movie.
The whole movie could have been the guys who hunt Giants. That would have been super cool.
Yeah.
This or the whole material. Movie could have been about him becoming the apocalypse.
No,
guy.
They needed the Resident Evil lady in it, though.
Mila. She was a horrible villain who had no, like, nothing. And then there was that stupid pig guy who sucked.
Oh yeah, who brought her limbs back.
Who was in the comics. He was in that Darkness Calls. You know that little pig guy with the who was like trying to hunt Hellboy down.
Oh yeah, I remember them.
Yeah they made guy. He's in this and he's big.
He's
in
this I like Hiram's take on it.
What?
Damn.
I'm sorry. You guys should see it at some point. I'll watch
at
it.
At some
with
point
you.
And see I will not pay money to see
on
it.
On Disney Plus.
I wish James had seen it with me. I felt so sad he did because you would understand.
I will if it's you guys okay. Watch it. I won't be there. I
would
no
have been.
Right.
Well,
I know. I want to make them watch it so they'll know what I had to go
here's
through.
Well, like you made
but,
you freaking made me
have to sit with them while they do.
Well,
it, you know
Logan,
I mean?
You or Jake, sorry, you made me. you made me watch The Last Airbender because you're part of the reason why I have the rule that I have. Where because in college I used to just roast movies all the time, and then Jake, you were like, James, you gotta see him. If you're gonna make fun of a movie, you have to at least give it a chance.
Yeah.
And so now that's like a rule that I have. But it started with him being like, "You're always ragging on The Last Airbender. We're watching it. It was horrible."
The thing about Last Airbender. And I get you now. When you saw it, you were like, I wish I had never seen that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like, man, that was bad. It was like, it is, like, offensively bad.
Yeah.
Like, this movie, I was in the middle of it. I was like, I wish I had not gone to see this. Even knowing that there is a movie that fucking spits on Hellboy this hard, I wish I had not seen this.
You should have gone to see The Missing Link.
Instead, I would have had a much better time.
That movie's got a good Rotten Tomatoes score. It's got like a 90 or something. But
Hellboy has a 13.
It went up.
Yeah, it was at 8.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, not that bad.
Yo, you guys have like this weird thing where you are like, hey, I hated this movie. You guys have to watch it.
Well, we want to put each other through it so we know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, misery loves company.
Yeah, well, Logan, I'm so glad I saw it with you and
see,
Zoe.
I make you guys watch bad
Zoe
movies that are enjoyable. Though.
Yeah,
Zoe
yeah, that's what...
Yeah, Zoe fell asleep.
Dude, Justice League is
I'm
bad
never
and
watching.
No,
I'm
you
never
are.
Watching
you agreed
it.
To it on the podcast.
I was lying.
I've got it in print.
I'm sorry. I don't like to admit when I lie, but that was a straight up lie.
No, I convinced you.
See,
you didn't lie.
I disagree with you on that, James. I hated Justice League through and through.
But we all got
to
watch it together. That's the point.
I really
this,
don't want to.
This
it's
Hellboy
funny.
Movie is 100 times worse than the Justice League.
Oh, I believe for sure. I just really hate that.
As a fan, like me as a Hellboy fan, because it hurts me more.
Yeah, I understand.
And you as a Justice League fan, it hurts you more. This movie objectively is so much worse than
that
movie. At least Justice League is a brisk walk in the like it's like over. You're like, oh, that was over. That was quick. This movie feels so long.
And Justice League to me is never offensive. This is why I think you'll think it's funny, is because it's never offensively bad in that way. It's only ever bad in the way where you're like,
yeah.
You're going like, what a mistake.
This movie is like all of the pieces were there.
It's
to make a good
yeah.
movie.
That one's like someone was just so incompetent and like it like the way you're describing it sounds like, and it's like the same with The Last Airbender. It feels like someone intentionally was like, I'm gonna make the worst movie. And
I think you told me that he had the director had trouble with the studio or something. Like he was having issues.
Yeah.
And I get that. And the editing of this movie was atrocious, but.
But they were dealing with bad cards to begin with.
Well, yeah, of course. But what was there, editing aside, was not good. You
gotcha.
Know what I mean? Like it was. And I posted this on Instagram, but I really hope the writer of Hellboy doesn't actually like this movie. Because he.
Yeah, I saw that.
He acts like he likes this movie. Like he's like, go see it. And I'm like, you can't watch this in life.
Well, James Cameron acted like he liked all those Terminator movies that were terrible, and then he came out and was like, well, you know, I was marketing them.
I mean, when Mike Mignola is interviewed in things, I don't think he even likes the Ron Perlman ones that much, because he's like, well, I got some movies under my belt. They help sell comics, so that's
well,
good.
It's hard. It's yeah. Well, it's okay to be wrong.
And the thing is I'm thinking about it, like, if a comic that I made got made into a movie one day, dude, I'd be over the moon, even if it wasn't very good.
Dude, you'd be like the Pouches guy.
Yeah, like Rob Liefeld, dude.
Rob Liefeld, when his movies are made, even if they're crap, he's like, I'm living large. Yeah, they made a movie out of my comic.
And he just happened to have two movies that were not bad, that were
yeah,
very well made.
Deadpool 1 and 2.
So he's doing good. He's 2 out of 2. See, if I was Mike Mignola and I had already had 2 movies and I was like, over the stardom, like, oh,
yeah.
And then you made another one, I'd want it to be good.
Well, the thing is, when you have 2 Guillermo del Toro movies that are great movies, and then you get this one, how could you be like, I love it? When you have something to compare it to that's like, and again, I haven't seen it, but I assume from what you're saying, objectively better, the Guillermo movies.
You won't like it even like as a movie fan, I can't imagine you thinking it was.
Dude,
good.
It's like
I'd probably be frustrated.
It's like
by
they introduce 50 different things at once, and it's like they don't give you any time to care about anybody.
Yeah,
it's just like he's here, now he's here, now he's here, now he's here,
and he's a
like,
jaguar.
Geez.
He's a jaguar.
He's now
was
it's a
it
jaguar.
Like,
isn't it cool because he's a jaguar? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't
and
have
at
enough
the
time
end,
to.
They
wasn't
like,
it like
an Easter egg thing? Like we gave a shit, and it was like it ended, and then it went 6 months later, and I was like, are you fucking serious, this isn't over yet. And it was like a montage of them beating up bad guys, and I was like, I'm not on your side.
And then Abe,
and then Abe Sapien, they were like, we found a test tube with Abe Sapien in it. And I was like, I don't want to see your version of Abe Sapien.
He won't be cool.
Yeah, he won't,
be Shape of Water.
He won't be the Shape. He won't be the Shape of Water.
He won't be able to bang mute women.
But
she's deaf.
Dude, that movie's good. That movie's good, and I'll stand by it.
She has cuts on her throat. She's mute.
She's mute. She's not deaf.
She can hear them.
No, she can hear just fine.
Oh, it's about her being mute. I completely forgot.
Jeez, Jake, you don't know The Shape of Water.
I don't know.
That movie's good.
I don't
like it. I know you don't like it, but again, Logan, it's okay to be wrong.
It's like a well-made movie. It's just
It won Best Picture.
It's just creepy.
Yeah, you just take it too far and think the point of the movie is to talk about that it's okay to fuck fish, and that's not what it's about.
That's the thing I get from it, because it's like,
you're a weirdo.
Is that the point of Beauty and the Beast?
No, but that's a man that turns into a beast.
Yeah, but you know they banged while he was in beast form.
They did not.
It was an implied bang.
But then it's like, what if you saved a monkey from a facility? It can learn sign language. Do you bang it?
No, because
that's
of
not
the,
what this was about.
That's what I got.
No, this is more like.
Thought, but he's like a monkey.
No.
No, but then they made a big emphasis on it. You don't have Octavia Spencer make a fish dick joke unless you want people to think about the sex,
fellas. Here's the thing. This is
a big deal, but he's not.
This movie is a better comparison.
Do I fuck my tuna?
You do sometimes.
Okay, like one time you caught me.
Stuck in the lid.
Guys, one time you caught me.
A better comparison would be this movie's like if it was like if an alien came to Earth that was clearly as intelligent as humans but looked different and could not speak. Would it be okay to bang?
But it wasn't as intelligent. It ate that cat's head, and it
that's
was
just
acting
how it
like
eats.
Monster.
That's just,
how it
just
eats,
hungry. It's
and
how
then it was
eats.
Hissing at people.
So what if we go to? Imagine this,
sometimes.
Dude.
Logan, imagine this.
Because I hiss.
Logan, imagine this. You land on an alien planet. And
you start
and
hissing.
The way they live, they don't eat apples. To them, it's like something that's like, oh, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
And you see an apple and you're like, oh, cool. And you just take a bite and then they get mad and then you yell and that could be like him hissing. You're going, ah,
no,
but they don't make
no,
that
but
sound.
Then they get mad and I go, oh, sorry, I won't do that.
Here's the thing.
Because I'm a thinking, logical being,
yeah,
not
them,
a weird fish man.
But to them, when you say that, you're not speaking their language and they're like, what the
so
fuck
is
this?
Language is
no, dude. You're saying that if he started talking, then they could bang.
If he
the whole point of the movie is that she can't talk and she has somebody
but she,
else. To
are
do
you
no
saying that
language.
She can't bang anyone because
she
can't
talk?
Well, then I should be allowed to bang the monkey.
You know what? I'm going to mute
dude,
Logan.
If you, monkeys
if you
are
watch,
on the same
Logan,
intelligence
Logan,
as a fish
if you
man.
Watch that movie and you thought, oh, I can bang a monkey now, then you're an idiot.
No, that's why I didn't think that because I was like, this movie's weird. I don't want to be able to bang a monkey.
You're like, shit, I can't agree with this. It's saying I'm going to bang monkeys.
Well, that's
it's not
thing.
Saying
that.
That.
They're trying
guy,
to make me.
That fish guy is on the same intelligence level as a monkey.
No.
Can I bang him? How do you decipher
not
that?
In a
can
thousand
learn
years.
Sign language?
You're so funny.
It's so not.
You know how the, you know you somehow know the biology of fish people.
Well, that's
for them for to know the equivalent.
It's not even that it's a fish man. It's they're a different species.
Here's the thing. The
even fucking
Logan.
Something that's smart,
Logan.
But it's also a fish.
Logan,
like would I put my dick in a dolphin?
Logan,
like
God.
They can talk to each other. They can communicate.
Logan,
can I bang a dolphin?
It's a fairy tale about like a fish
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
Why are you taking it so like scientific? Like it's literally.
You guys
like,
are just getting on to me saying you don't know the intelligence of a monkey and a fish man.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, Iron just said that.
Iron, don't say
well,
that.
Well, no, because I thought it was funny. The thing is, like at the end of the day, that's
it
what it is. It's like
us.
it's a fairy tale story.
I know, but it's like
it's
they
fantasy.
Should have made it like Beauty and the Beast, where it's like, hey, it's a man. It would have been cool if they were just friends and it's like, I saved this weird fish creature.
No, they
why
banged.
Why did she have to let it put its dick in her?
Because Guillermo, his whole point of it was he wanted to make an adult fairy tale that was about, like...
putting fish's dicks inside.
Mate, there's no way to... Look, why are we
you
trying
know what?
To
we're moving on. We're freaking moving on.
He thinks it's
all right, we've got
monkeys.
One more. We've got one more thing to talk about and then we're done. Right? Wasn't Hiram's pick was Game of Thrones,
yeah, it was
right?
Game of Thrones.
All right.
Which,
we got to keep our voices
they don't
down.
Fuck monkeys
we got to keep
that.
Our voices...
Yeah.
We're at... We're at an hour 13, so we got to be quick okay, with our yeah. thoughts.
Well,
but
it was really good.
We got to and we got to keep
damn,
our voices down a little bit because yeah. I don't know if Zach's finished the episode upstairs yet.
Now
really
Game of
like
Thrones,
spoiling.
I have no problem because they bang just like siblings. Not
they
bang.
They're aunt uncle.
Not like monkeys, they're but siblings.
They're aunt and nephew.
So yeah. So because
it makes sense.
So my pick was my pick Logan was I'm looking at you, young man.
Why?
Just say what it is.
So the long-awaited, anticipated start premiere of season 8 has finally, you know, shown its glorious face. What a!
I love how we interrupt Hiram so much on this show that once he gets a chance to talk, he really milks it.
I was gonna say,
and you go for it, Hiram.
Yeah,
you
no. See, that's the thing. Like,
the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. It was a really great start to the first season. Like, not to the first season, the last season. Yeah. Like, a really good start.
A really good first episode.
A lot of setup. A whole lot of tension already. I don't want to spoil for the people upstairs, but, you know.
It was good.
It was really good. What do you think about it, James? Because I saw.
I liked it. It was a lot of setup, but, and also, I'll tell you what, as soon as it, one of my friends was mad at me, but as soon as it cut to the credits, I said, "I hope Bran dies,"
dude,
because he sucks.
Dude, I love that he sucks so hard that whoever was supposed to man his chair just left him.
He was there at least overnight. Because when he talks to Sam, it's like sunset, and then the next day it's like, "Hello, I'm still here."
Whoever was like holding his chair was like, "Bran, do you want to go somewhere else?" And he was like, "There's no point." And he was like, "I'll just leave.
I don't feel
you.
The cold anymore."
We literally made a joke where, like, Bran looks just like a white version of Jaden Smith.
He does look like the equivalent of Jaden Smith.
Where he, like, literally, and it's funny because I'm pretty sure the director, David Nutter, just left Bran there, like, for the entire episode. And every single major character that was in Winterfell looked at Bran looking at them. And it was so funny.
Dude,
like,
every
you're
time.
A man now.
The thing is.
Okay.
I have such a. Like,
John was like, "Never mind," and never talk to him again.
John, the thing is, I have such a like love hate thing going with Bran because it's
Bran's
like
story
I hate
super
him.
Cool,
but I hate who he is now because I don't like what he does for the storytelling. Where it's like he makes the information get to people in the least interesting way possible. Like the fact that Daenerys shows up and he goes, "Your dragon is controlled by the Night King now." I'm like. Cool, and then no one reacts. I was like, I was like, it would have been so much cooler if, like, next episode Tormund shows up and he's like freaked out and he's like,
they have your dragon.
Like, and they're like, oh my
it's
god,
like he said it's so boring. Daenerys was like, that can't be true.
Yeah, that can't be true. She's too busy.
She didn't say anything about it, but
no,
she's
didn't.
Like, who are you?
There,
she
yeah. Like, so that was
John,
like,
let's go ride dragons together,
dude. That was crazy.
Let's get away from
your brother. But the love part of Bran is every time he like pans onto screen, I laugh.
Yeah,
it's always so fun because he's just sitting there like.
Someone sent me.
He's always sitting there like.
Did you send me that meme where it's white? And from The Office, and it's like everyone in Winterfell, and that, this little kid's next to him, Bran, and then it's Dwight looks, and he goes, "Oh shit!"
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that was Angela.
Angela. But. I like that. The dragon
that
riding
Angela
scene.
That meme? I thought it was a little kid.
No, it's Angela.
I only weigh 82 pounds.
But the scene, the dragon riding scene, I liked, except for when he was actually getting on the dragon.
Oh,
I looked
goofy.
I was like, they should have done that in all, like they should have had him approach the dragon, and he's scared, and the dragon, like, leans down, and then they should have had him, like, it shows him like start to climb up, and it cuts to Daenerys, and like he's on top, and she's like, "What do I hold on to?" And she's like, "Whatever." And then it should have been like a really like close shot of like his hand grabbing hold of, like one of those horn things that they hold on to. Like it should have just been done a lot more than like he just hops on it and it's like bouncing him onto it. Like he's like that was goofy, but once they took off, I was like, I'm in.
Oh yeah, when they started doing dive bombs.
It was already better than Aragorn as a TV show.
That's what Hiram was going into it hoping. He goes, "I hope this is better than the current reigning champion, Aragorn." As we all know.
Yeah, no, I know you said that.
I was like,
"It's better than Aragorn."
I was like, "Damn, they really did it. They beat Aragorn."
I never thought it would happen.
That was they were like, "We're going to beat Aragorn in the second book called Brisinger."
Dude, I didn't read Brisinger, and I didn't finish Aragorn. I got to after the fight.
Aragorn, eldest, Brisinger. And I was like, who would... If you didn't know what series this was in, Who would ever pick up a book solely on the name Brisinger and be like, I'm in.
You know what? I'm in.
And there's
but,
no E-R. It's B-R-I-S-I-N-G-R.
That's dumb.
Brisinger.
Brisinger.
I don't like that. But
is this
also
a cookbook?
I was reading. So I read Aragon and I got to. Did you read the book?
Which one?
On any of them.
I read the first two.
Okay. I was reading Aragon and I finished the like final battle and pretty much all the falling action. Like everyone was like back where they needed to be and there were still like 70 pages left in the book. And I was like, what the hell?
Hey,
and I Googled
Lord of the Rings
it.
Too, though.
Yeah, but I haven't read Lord of the Rings either.
they're too
Here's long of books.
Just watch the John Malkovich movie.
Here's the thing, James, and this is what I thought about Game
I've
of Thrones.
I've got dragons, too.
Zoe started reading Game of Thrones, and I was like, I can imagine they're way complicated and I won't be into them. And then I started reading it, and they're really simply written.
Yeah,
and
no,
like,
no.
Man, I should read these.
Lord That's why I like Chronicles of Narnia.
Like, oh, there's a reason why they make shows out of these books, because the books are really good. I'm just saying that because Lord of the Rings is really good. You should probably read them.
Yeah, I probably will eventually. It's just, or I might do audiobook because I was doing audiobook of Game of Thrones back when I used to work in an office and I would listen to it. But the thing was, I was watching through the show or watching back through the show and I would listen to 8 hours of the book and then go home and watch what I had just read done exactly the same way in one episode. And I was like, whatever. But also, mostly the reason I abandoned it is because of hearing hearing an elderly man describe sex scenes sweat. And I was like, no, yeah, you hear George R. R. Martin's reading through them and
think
he starts
this on the last episode.
No, you he's we, like, this was I think we talk, talked about this off the air.
Oh, did we? Where he's like,
yeah, where if we get an audiobook,
no, we did
where
this last episode because we started doing the whole thing and then you're like, you're improvising, George, you're improvising.
No, that was off camera. We were doing, that was when we were playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
he's like, oh,
we were talking
like,
about
oh,
how we were like yeah we were
on.
Talking about George R. R. Martin does the audiobook and he starts going, he's like, and then Daenerys wraps her leg around and then four other people come in and then a producer's like, George you're going off book.
That's
again
not in the book,
George, you're
like,
going
you're
off
reading,
book
you're listening to the audiobook and you're like, that's not in here at all.
Yeah, he's so like George, you're going off book, and he's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, but it just flows through.
Which
me my ideas
on? We got it down to 65. Yeah. George, it's as cool as it's gonna
I'm
get.
So sweaty.
Just
yeah.
Do you have a tissue?
I'm sorry.
Sweats
you have a
the entire time.
Do you have a tissue?
Like, God, you're
I'm
creepy.
I'm sorry. Does anyone have a glass of water?
And they keep that in the
yeah. They keep it all them calming him down every time he gets like worked up.
And he's
like
oh. Dude, and then at Sansa's birthday party, everyone walked around and it was beautiful.
They're like,
but then the brothel opened up for business.
Like every time a sex scene, every time a sex scene comes up, they're like, George, do we need someone else to read for you? He's like, no, I've gone.
No, it's
I really want.
Trust me, I've been. All right, I'm good. I'm good. I promise.
It looked like he just ate like a whole thing of Wendy's.
Yeah, I'm good. I promise. And then he.
He's like, oh my heart, or one sec. Oh, let me
my
just
heart.
Get this down.
He's always going, and then tear my heart.
Tyrion takes this big little. Oh, hold on.
Oh my heart.
She writes. She took a bite of her baconator. Oh, that's not the
point. Yeah, he goes
right down. And
yeah,
takes
he goes
a bite of her
Tyrion. Tyrion.
He starts eating while he's reading it, and then they go.
He's like, and then the nurse grabs him by the hair and starts thrusting. I gotta eat my bacon hair.
I gotta eat my
Daenerys. Daenerys takes off her dress. And he's I feel mean right now. I'm sorry. I feel mean to George.
What do you
George.
Mean? He's 70
no,
years
funny,
old.
Though. It's funny. Sorry, George, if you're listening.
George,
you
I don't think you're actually like that, but
sorry,
I think
Mr.
it's funny.
Sorry, Mr. R.R. Martin.
Sorry, George Ron Martin.
Ron Martin.
Ronald Ronnie Martin.
Oh, man.
That episode was good.
All right, I really liked this episode. I thought that, but there,
but
yeah,
the thing,
I tend to like
finale episode and just do the whole season.
Yeah, we will. Oh, we're just right, going to do like the beginning and then the end probably. Yeah. But I want to talk about, I mean, I always bring up like the things I don't like for some reason, but like basically it was just like I had a, like it was like when he got on the dragon it was a little bit goofy, and then the only other issue I had in the whole thing was I felt like it was way too easy to save Yara. They were like, we did it.
Oh yeah,
like Theon shows up and he's like, we saved her. And I was like, what?
I don't really care. It wasn't anything to make me be like, hey.
But yeah. I was like, the episode's only 55 minutes long and you only have 6 episodes. You could have made it like 5 or 10 minutes longer and had like a little longer of a scene of them saving her. And it could have been like, that could have been like the action scene of this episode, you know?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it didn't need to. I feel like this like did what it was supposed to do. I mean, it checked the box, but
usually Game of Thrones does more than that. So
yeah,
I'm like,
all
right.
You could have just added a layer.
Historically, Game of Thrones, for the most part, like the first like 3 or 4 seasons, they did not. It was mostly,
because they couldn't afford to do the action scenes. But now I'm like, I know you got that money.
Like, those dragons look amazing. I'm like, skip any unnecessary battles you don't need to film. Just show me. Just save all your money for the good stuff.
Yeah.
So a longer Greyjoy battle, I did not care about.
I would have thought it was cool because that's part of like seeing Theon succeed, you know?
Yeah, but he'll succeed again later.
Oh, yeah,
he'll
he's
die.
Going back.
He'll
yeah.
be dead.
Yeah, he's
well, maybe,
dead.
But he'll die being cool.
And so will Yara. They'll
and
both
no
die.
Bones.
He'll die finally being cool.
Yeah, that's true.
I just thought it was funny how like Cersei was really upset that she didn't get her elephants. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, after
are
she
you supposed to
that guy? She goes, I really want one of those elephants.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are you going to do with elephants? The other bitch has dragons.
You just had to fuck that guy,
dude. And
I
it
really
was
wish I had
off screen,
and then they drew that out.
Was anyone else offended that it was off screen?
The sexing?
Yeah.
No. I was not offended at all. I was
you
like,
probably
George
mentioned
Martin
the elephant.
Was offended. He's
George,
like, yeah. show it.
I wrote that.
I wrote.
He's like, but so.
I haven't wrote that yet, but I will.
They showed up to George and they're like, because he hadn't finished any of the other books, they're like, hey, so what can you tell us about what you have in mind? And he gave him a bunch of like cocktail napkins with just sex scenes written on them. He's like, this happens.
And then she mentions the elephants.
She mentions the elephants.
Yeah.
It's cocktail napkins.
Yeah, this happens. And then this. Make sure that happens. Show that. Show
I can
that.
Imagine him writing
coitus.
That.
She mentions the elephants. No, they mention elephants during coitus, and it's like, couldn't do
that. I wanted elephants.
I wanted elephants.
Whoa, I want an elephant.
He's like, I get it.
Dude, I already like Euron this season more than last season. I feel like they're doing a better job writing him this season. Andy's not in his, like, goofy, hot topic getup that he was in.
I love that from season 5 or 6 when he's introduced to the next season. All of a sudden, they're like, he's not unique enough. Let's make him, let's put stars all over him.
Yeah, let's
put
make him,
black stars,
let's give him this leather jacket.
So,
you're like, what?
Is anybody else, like, really thought it was Who thought it was also funny that the dragon was looking at Daenerys and Jon making
when they were
love.
Making out?
Yeah, he's like,
he
I know.
No, have you seen? There's
I
a,
was like, what?
There's a meme where they replaced the dragon with Bran.
Dude, I saw that.
It was so good.
Did you show me that?
I think I did.
Somebody showed me that.
There
were
a few like little like goofy funny things.
Yeah, but
David Nutter getting us.
I called
Nutting all over us.
I liked. I thought said it. After I finished the episode, I tweeted and I said, this episode should be called Sam Has a Bad Day at the Library.
Yeah, he had a dude.
Because he's like, imagine, dude, that's like his happy place.
You're welcome. Oh, sorry we killed your family.
Yeah.
He's
like, dude, the library's like
but
his
at least
happy
my brother's
place.
Not dead.
He's like, all right, I'm loving life. This is great. Oh my God, the queen. Wow, this day just got so much better.
Library.
And then she's thanking him, like, thank you for saving my friend. You're great. And he's like, how could this get any better? Also, I killed your dad.
Well, at least you didn't kill my brother. My dad was kind of a dick. I would kill him, too.
And he says, thank you.
Yeah, he goes, well, thank you, then. And she goes, goodbye.
Well, then he goes to Jon Snow, and he's like, you gotta kill this bitch.
Yeah, he's like, no one likes her.
He says, I asked around, and no one likes her. It's just him.
I asked around, and no one likes her.
Arya doesn't like her, and Sansa doesn't like her. And I like that people don't like her. Because to me, I'm like, she could easily become the villain if you.
Yeah, but I just want him. I just want him to team up. I'm like,
oh, they will, but like
they will, but
cool
it's not.
This
should be like an ending
so hard the whole series that she's gonna be the queen because she can't just become the queen at the end. That's so easy.
Yeah, well, that's not if she suffers for it. She's already lost a dragon.
No, I know, but it's like it's been
there's
nine, gonna
be like
an
there's got
to
be something
like
be
the queen of Westeros,
yeah, she's got to at least have to share power with Jon or something.
Oh,
like
not
it's not going to just be like
be cool
it's
if
just
no
me.
Becomes the king and there is no king.
Yeah, it's a democracy. George Washington shows up and he's like, guys,
I have my own dragon.
I have my own dragon.
And it's way bigger than yours.
It's like 10 times the size.
That's literally like
it has wooden teeth.
That's literally the most.
I have to replace them all the time whenever it breathes fire.
That is the most American way of thinking in a show like that.
Yeah. It's a bigger dragon.
I have a bigger dragon.
It's got guns taped to it.
No, the dragon's holding a gun.
Yeah, George Washington.
It's got a Glock.
George Washington.
But the guns, yeah, the gun is normal. Yeah. The gun is normal size, but the dragon's holding it. He's pinching it.
And the other dragons put their wings up. All right, buddy, you got it.
It's like, I can handle anything but guns.
We can handle like a big armada of guns, but a little Glock.
A Glock. George, I thought he was going to bring like a musket, but you guys say he's going to bring a Glock.
There was a fan theory I heard that was saying, what if... So we know the big battle is coming, like the White Walkers are coming down, and someone online was saying, what if the Night King doesn't even show up to that battle? He flies right past and goes straight to King's Landing and just wrecks everyone there, and then they have to deal with a second invasion from the south of all these new White Walkers that he's went and got.
Well, that'd be cool, but I don't think the Night King, does he even know about that?
I mean...
Does he know the politics of... Like, that he should go to the Red Keep?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, see, that's a good point, because I didn't even think about that. But also, I didn't like that from this perspective, where I was like, I don't want him to just swoop in and be like, Cersei's dead. Because I'm like, she's...
I thought the
if she dies, I need it to be at the hands of, like, someone we are rooting for.
Because it'd be cool if, like, you know how the whole series is basically, like... The politics aren't the real threat. The White Walkers are the real threat.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, guys, why are you focused on that? It's the White Walkers are the real thing.
Yeah.
And then what if they fight the White Walkers and they win, and then Cersei comes in and kills a bunch of them, and it's really the... They should have been watching out for Cersei.
That's what I want to happen, because I feel like for the purpose of the story, it's like, yeah, this is the big threat, whatever, whatever. But in terms of getting you invested, Cersei is such a better character to like root against
than the White Walkers.
And whenever they fight the White Walkers, I'm like, this is cool, but I'm not like super invested, other than like my characters that I like are in danger. But I'm not like, yeah, get them.
Yeah,
because I haven't
get him, but I'm not like.
But it's not in the same way that
really
like
offend. He like yeah. got me.
It's like when they fight the White Walkers, it's cool. But when they fight like the Battle of the Bastards, you're like,
yeah,
it's a whole other level.
Yeah,
that's true. I think like it's what you're saying. It's like it's so interesting to be like, oh, okay, what's Cersei going to do? What she's planning? You know?
Yes, because you know yeah, she's what planning is she planning? That's like more nefarious right now, because we know the White Walkers. Their plan is we're going to make all skeleton people.
Yeah,
and you know that's not going to happen.
But it's simple.
Yeah. yeah, like you know, like,
too
like,
simple.
You know, in the end, it's not going to happen. So it's like you know.
Did you know
Cersei makes a deal yeah. with them?
Plus, we got to see the Plus, we got to see the Hound and the Mountain fight.
Oh, Cersei's yeah. like, you White Walkers. I'll let you come in here, and you get all the
I
women.
I feel like the Night King's going to end up being someone like from the past.
Everyone
of
thinks
the episode.
That he's Bran.
Yeah,
it's like a theory online.
Bran is actually Bran. The Night King. Yeah,
but
how would that work?
I don't think so. I think he's going to be a character that died early in the show that we totally forgot about.
Like fucking,
what if it's Ned?
No. It's not going to be Ned.
Ned, he became Darth Maul.
Yeah, he became Darth Maul.
They shipped his body.
The White Walkers were there at the very beginning of the show, so like we know that
yeah.
it's not.
But
yeah.
then they took over like a big name guy.
What if it was
like,
the
you're
Mad
gonna
King?
Be our leader.
Dude, you
the
guys.
Mad King?
Oh, that'd be wild.
That'd be crazy.
You get what if? So, did you guys get spooked real bad by that kid screaming?
Oh yeah, Jake did. You
yeah.
We all.
Oh yeah, dude. I was like, holy
dude,
shit,
you didn't.
Why?
I found
holy
out later
why?
If you look at him in the background of the shot, you can see him open his eyes before it happens.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm like, that's cool. Dude, it was spooky. And then they burn it, and that symbol, like, I want to find out, like, what that means, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm excited. And then
King, I just made myself, like, think that's cool. I was like, oh, shit, that is a theory.
If it's the Mad King, and then it means something to Daenerys, and then he's on a dragon, and it's, like, cool.
That's how he took over the dragon.
Yeah, that's how he can. King. That's how he knows how to ride
only
it.
Fly it. Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh,
that'd be cool.
Holy shit.
Would be cool.
You heard it here. We're
talking about the Mad King so much, yeah. and it works. Even if they don't do that as a backdrop to the story, that works.
Yeah,
but it'd
because
be so cool if it all came around yeah. and the Night King was the Mad King.
Yeah, yeah but how does body get up there?
He made a deal.
Yeah, then they kill him off, and then he comes back as the Day King.
Where'd they bury him originally?
And then he's the Day Man.
Speaking of which,
what'd they do with his body originally?
I don't know. They killed him, and then they probably buried him in the scepter. I don't know, but Speaking of Dayman and Nightman, Rob McElhinney himself made a cameo.
McElhinney.
however you say his name. He made a cameo appearance in this episode.
What? As who?
He was when they board the ship to save Yara, the guy who gets shot in the eye with an arrow. That's him. That's Matt from Always Sunny.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I gotta watch it. Damn it!
And the segue came up so naturally.
That's beautiful. I like that.
Guys, does anyone have anything else to say?
I think I'm good.
I'm good. I just saw an Instagram post that the Russos were looking at Game of Thrones too, which I thought was okay. Everybody's doing it.
Got my film.
Well, what do you say we jump into these emails?
I love that.
We will be back to talk about Game of Thrones in the finale.
Yes, I almost forgot.
Or if something really cool happens, one like we probably will talk about the big battle episode, but or maybe not because that's going to be our. That's going to be our end game episode.
Yeah, I know. Like the big battle episode, like comes right after end game.
Yeah, it's the same weekend.
That's going to be a big episode. Maybe you talk about both.
Maybe I mean I don't know if we'll have time.
Just do it. Those
we'll be talking about end game for a long time.
We'll have our second pick the week after that be the Game of Thrones episode, so we don't have to watch anything.
That's good.
It's fair.
Don't hold me to it. Anyway, here's the emails. That's not the
on an Instagram that we were recording. Whoopsie.
Well,
I usually Instagram that we're recording. Oh, but I forgot.
It's an off week for everybody. Anyway, we have our first. We only have two emails this week. The first one's from Harrison Cawthorn. It says The Mandalorian / Clone Wars. Dear KFKG, I was at Star Wars Celebration on Sunday.
Oh, he was. He answered our question.
And was able to see some exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff on the upcoming Mandalorian TV show and Clone Wars Season 7. Both look amazing. But The Mandalorian is really going to be something. I highly recommend trying to find the behind-the-scenes clip online. The trailer footage... the trailer and footage are in horrible quality, but the behind-the-scenes sizzle reel is pretty good as well. I saw both, Harrison. Best, Harrison Cawthorn. We talked about it, Harrison, and I'm very excited, and they'll probably watch this stuff at some point.
Yeah, I'll watch it at some point.
Jake Helton writes, Jake question, hey gang, listening on Spotify, thanks, here's $10,000, now go follow your dreams.
What?
Well, we're done with this
Venmo
podcast.
It to us?
No.
Or is it all in Microsoft points?
$10,000 in Microsoft points.
Well, guys.
I'm going to get so many shirts for my avatar.
$10,000 worth of Chuck E. Cheese coins.
Damn it.
Well, guys, that's the episode. We did
Beautiful.
It. We did it.
So whose pick was that?
Whose pick was it? Was Hiram's pick. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah. It's my pick. You know what I'm picking?
What?
I'm picking more Hellboy.
Oh, yeah.
To get that taste out of my mouth.
Hellboy 2, The Golden Army?
No, not the movie.
The comics.
I meant another comic book.
Well, give us the best comic that you love to go back to read.
Oh, I always read volume 5. I don't know, because we never read it from the beginning at all. Like, we didn't do volume 1. I just gave you, like, a random one.
But I know who he is.
So what do you guys want to do?
I don't know.
I could start from the volume 1.
What would you rather do?
I'm good with whatever you think is best. What's the better story?
Or you could do a
Ron. Well, I like it from the beginning because then you know. What?
Yeah, we can do the beginning.
Yeah, because I don't think.
Like,
I
do you think we can do like the beginning and then like volume 5, or it's like the in between stuff is like that much more important to learn, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you read them in order, it's just when you get to the finale stuff that they fucking squeezed into the movie. It just makes it way cooler,
guys. I be honest? I just realized that it's going to line up again where my pick is going to be the week that we do Endgame.
I know. Hiram already did the math.
Why does this keep happening?
It pissed me off because I wanted that to be my pick because that's the same week as my fucking birthday.
Well, get wrecked, Hiram.
So mad.
I'll just do volume 1.
Okay, cool.
And then maybe
you heard
like
it here
a
first.
A few months later when I get the hanker in again, I'll do volume 2. And then just one day you'll all of Hellboy.
All right. Well, this has been an excellent episode. You
I
know
loved
what?
It. It was beautiful.
Call Indeed. Me cocky, but I laughed.
Yeah.
All right.
You're cocky.
All right.
I will call you that.
All right.
You can find us on iTunes and Instagram and Facebook.
And Spotify
now, Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom. Like us and share on iTunes and Spotify and just tell your friends and write reviews. Write us emails at kfkgpodcast@gmail.com and we will read them on air no matter how vile they are.
Unless they more have racial men. Slurs in them.
Yeah, would you say racial slurs?
I thought you said
yeah.
racial slurs.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
you
yeah. said, no, we no, no, no. Racial slurs. Racial slurs are okay. Racial slurs are not good.
Yeah, those are slurs against those. Rachel. Yeah. Like leeches, when you call people leeches.
Leechy-weechy is actually.
I'm sorry,
actual...
Jake. I'm going to have to mute you real quick.
It's a Rachel slur. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
You are doing...